Okay, so I'm really excited about this because we both turned 30 in the same week.
Yes.
And it's just beautiful Pisces energy. But tell me a little bit about what you did for your 30th. Like, was it different from what you usually do?
So kind of yes and no. So the buildup for me turning 30 was pretty rocky. And by the time I turned 30, I was in a lot of a better place. I just tried to treat my birthday as chill as possible. So I thought about doing like the death to your 20s, like funeral birthday party. Cause I think that's cool. I like the aesthetic, but I didn't think it would really benefit my need for being okay with turning 30. So the buildup was, I would say, different, but it was just a really chill birthday. Like, we just did what we normally do. My partner and I will get piercings on each other's birthdays.
What did you get?
I got a helix on both ears, but they're in different spots. So, and the year before that was my eyebrows, and the year before that was my septum. So it's like a fun tradition. So I really just try to keep it as chill and, I don't know, usual as possible, even though I was expecting it to be like this detrimental thing. So when it was a really chill birthday, everything else was really chill too. So
wasn't ending? Like, it was
exactly
fine.
Okay. It was just a continuation of everything that I'm doing, which is exactly what turning 30 is. It's just a different number.
Literally.
What about you? What'd you do?
I love that we're so yin and yang, because I completely did something not usual for what I do for birthdays. Usually we will go to this nice fancy dinner. I will say that I have the best friends. Like, they always show up. I always have like such a good group for dinner and stuff like that. So shout out to the homies. And we usually just like go get drunk and like get a VIP table or something like that. And I've been just like going through such a spiritual journey this year of growth and healing and all the things. And I just didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do what we normally do for the birthdays. And so, of course, we still had a whole weekend of activities. That usually happens. Last year, I had an Excel sheet that people had to fill out what they were coming to. But this
okay, that's
year,
so good.
I don't. Can you tell that I'm like a project manager or something?
Or something. Yeah. Like, you have some experience in it or whatever.
Just a little, you know, I just type A. And so the main event of my weekend was I took just a smaller group of friends. We got an Airbnb in the middle of fucking nowhere. Just like an hour or two outside of the city. And we actually had like a private sushi chef come and do like, I think it was like 12 course sushi dinner.
Whoa.
Which was so banging. And it was just so like, I really wanted to curate this elevated experience, you know, of like commemorating this birthday of that they put so much pressure on us for. And so we pulled tarot cards and we wrote down the things that we were trying to let go of for my birthday. But I wanted everybody to partake in like this letting go and calling in ceremony. So we wrote down like the things that we want to let go of and we burned them. And we may or may not have partake in a few other fun things that I cannot speak about on this podcast that made it a lot more fun. But it was definitely not going and getting drunk at the club. I felt like it was so perfect and it was more reflective of who I am as a person now to kind of like get a smaller group of friends, like do something so different. It was like such a good way to like ring in this new era.
That's so cool because you got to kind of bring in everyone else and maybe even not knowing how much you might be helping them too with turning 30 or seeing it as just a beautiful reflective experience. I love that.
Thanks. But I have my non-alcoholic drink in my dirty 30 glass. Shout out to Sophia, one of my besties, for getting me this for my birthday.
It's good timing too, because it was an accident you grabbing that glass too, right?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Ready to go?
Action.
That was a good one.
Hello, hello, and welcome to We've Got It All Wrong. My name is Sam.
And I'm Che, and we're two queer millennials navigating through all that is wrong with society and leaving you with ways to be your own catalyst for change. Get angry, cry, heal, and take action with us as we discuss today's unhumanistic culture. And so excited to talk about today's topic of turning 30. We just talked a little bit about what we did for our birthdays, but I'm really excited to jump in and talk about how this birthday is so built up in our society of being like, I don't know, turning old or turning into not able to do anything that you did in your 20s. It's like not true at all.
Like it's this ending point, and it's maybe a turning point if you want it to be, but it's just the next number.
Literally just the next number. And I'm really excited to dive into this, not only because we've only been about a month or so into our 30s at this point, but also because I really felt like for a few years leading up until this birthday, I was like, had the fear of God in me about it. Like, that's how much Same. It's talked up or down, whatever, however you want to use that saying.
I was terrified of turning 30 because I didn't know what changes there were going to be or if I had done enough. And I grew up with a mother who was always talking about not wanting to age and her face and her skin and all of that. And she would tell me these dreams that she would have of having to roll her tits up into her bra because they're like so saggy or whatever. And so I was like terrified for so long. And then it happened and I was like, oh, it's totally fine. So I'm really excited to be doing this episode because I think even just 6 months to a year ago, how I would approach this topic is completely different. And I think that's so cool.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've heard all of my friends talk about like your 30s are the new 20s, like it is so much better. And I just really didn't believe them. And now that we're here, I'm like, oh my God, it is so true. It is so much better. You know who you are a little bit more. For me personally, I feel like I am using this new era more intentionally. But to your point, nothing really changed. Like it's not a death. It's not a limitation. It's not a cutoff point at all.
Yeah, it's really what you can make it. Yeah, it's not near as scary as I built it up to be or my surrounding factors, like media and things like that, of course. It was just a lot more doable. And thank God too, because I don't think I could have handled a bad birthday like that. It was as bad as I thought it was going to be. So it was a nice relief.
Yeah. So let's jump in. Let's just talk about some of the lies. I'm going to call them lies. Let's talk about the lies that they tell you about turning 30. And the first one being you have to have it all figured out by 30. Bullshit. I think there's just so much pressure to like have that stable career, settled into a romantic life, like having a clear path forward, having your purpose figured out by 30. And of course, everybody's journey is going to be unique and there's not going to be one that fits all. But this is just so not true. And we need to stop telling people that you have to have it figured out by 30 because it's just not true. How else do we say it?
Yeah. And it's not like we're even done developing until our late 20s anyway. So how are you supposed to figure things out or know everything? Because when you're in your 20s, you're technically an adult in the eyes of the government. But when it comes to understanding, navigating life, it's not there yet. All the critical thought opportunities you have aren't there yet. And that's not to say that you're not, people in their 20s aren't smart or developed, but there's more to come. And I noticed a difference when I was like 28. I was like, oh, the way I am thinking and processing things are so much different than when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah, I think that they say your 20s are really for fucking up. And to an extent, I do believe that that's true. But also to an extent, it's okay to like still be figuring out things all the way up until like death. Okay, right? Because it's okay to start that business at 40. It's okay to find that lifelong partner at 50. And it's damn sure okay to just start figuring it out at 30. I mean, it's so young and I feel like it's so funny. I don't know about you, but when it was my birthday and I'm like, oh, I'm turning 30 to coworkers or let's just say older people in general, they were like, oh my God, you're so young. You know, and I feel like I'm doing that already to younger people in their 20s, but it really did feel kind of good. Like, because I did need that reminder. Like, I am still very young. We are just figuring it out and it's going to be fine. And I'm like loving it so far, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think I mentioned this earlier, it's not a hard stop. It's a reflectionary period. It's an opportunity to take what you've learned and your past years and see what you want to do moving forward. So like, instead of seeing it as something detrimental, I was seeing it as an opportunity, kind of like New Year's resolutions. I'm not a big fan of those, but it feels like a reset, you know? Yeah. And that's what I really try to do with turning 30. I reflected on my 20s and I was like, okay, what have I done? I'm cool with that. Love that. That's what I want to do.
Okay, I love that. And I think the first point that I want to make here as far as how can we combat this is to just outwardly, of course, with a lot of the things that we talk about, just reject that social pressure and challenge the age stereotypes. Because one of the things that we really have to acknowledge is that 30 is not old and that our culture is really youth obsessed. And so, of course, it's going to perpetuate this idea that 30 means that you're no longer like relevant. But in reality, as we just talked about, it's still really young. So don't give in to this youth obsessed culture, especially with social media. I know it's really hard with all the trends and things like that, but you have so much more life to live after 30. Like, it's not even midlife. Like, it's not midlife crisis yet, you know?
Yeah. And we can't perceive 30 as some sort of benchmark for success because the learning and development happens throughout your life. And if you think you're supposed to know everything by the time you're 30, stop right there. You want to continuously learn. And as you experience more in life, that's going to impact everything else. So not only shouldn't you think that 30 is when you should know everything, or other people should think that you know everything and know that there's going to be more to come.
I heard something on social media the other day that true and authentic people are often contradictory because they're ever changing and ever evolving. So of course they're going to like contradict something that they said a few years ago or something that they did like a few months ago. And I kind of loved that because it's so true. Like, if I think about some of the actions that I've taken that are so cringy in my 20s, I've done a lot of cringy things in my 20s. Like, whoa.
I feel that.
Right? Oh my God. It's no longer reflective of who I am today. And it damn sure is not going to reflect who I'm going to be in another 10 years either. You know, we have, like, if you're not continuously evolving and changing, I would like to say that something is wrong. We have to continuously evolve and change. If you are the same person that you were at 20 as 30, I would like to have a conversation about, you know, where you think you're going. So obviously it doesn't apply to all people, but I've noticed so many changes in myself and other people.
Yeah. And how boring to just stay the same year after year. I love growth and development, or moments to reflect. The amount of trauma and issues that I worked through in my 20s prepared me for my 30s. I am very comfortable with who I am right now. And it was because of that time I spent through my development is what's got me here today. And that's what helped me grow and develop more. And I know I'm going to have that same opportunity when I turn 31, 35, 40, 50, moving forward. And that's kind of cool. It's exciting to look forward to because I want to look back and be like, who was that Sam? Because it's not the Sam that's sitting here right now. And that's neat.
And I want to say, if anybody else is feeling that way, because I know that I've seen some things of people that are in like their, you know, that are 26, 27, 28, feeling that pressure and being open about it. If you're feeling that way, just know that some of the greatest creatives and people that have brought a lot of value to this world have had very dark pasts. And they've been through a lot and they went through the trenches and they brought themselves up. So if you're feeling this type of way, not only about turning 30, but also like your entire life trajectory, just know that you really can't have light without dark. And it really, you know, life really forces you to go through those ups and downs. And everything is always temporary. So it's not going to last forever. But, you know, you need to really embrace this opportunity of, like you said, this lifelong learning that you were talking about. Because you are going to ever change and ever evolve and always be looking at how those negative experiences that you went through can positively impact your future self as you get older.
I'm really glad that you brought up too how we have people that we can point to that we've seen that it doesn't, like, success and opportunities don't stop when you turn 30 and they actually open up more. I mean, the ones that pop in my head are like Tina Fey and Oprah, and I know there's like a ton more. but I think that really helps emphasize that 30 isn't a cutoff point. And because I think the most disappointing, and when I say disappointing, I'm like quotation marks, is that I didn't make the 30 under 30 list.
Okay, same.
You know?
Offended.
Like, no, like, I don't know if that would have ever happened. But now that that milestone or opportunity is gone, I'm like, oh, but honestly, that's it.
That's all. There's a 40 under 40, so.
Exactly. I'll get the next one.
There's always a next wave. I think another one to touch on very briefly is this idea that you can't change careers after 30.
Oh my God. My career path has changed about 50 times since college to now. And honestly, just whatever area I'm put in, I'm like, oh, this could be a career. There has to be so much flexibility with that. There is no stopping point, because if you feel like you have to stick with your one career and you're not happy and you're afraid of that change, oh no, 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 no. Take that job. Take that leap.
Yeah, get uncomfortable. Because I think one thing that really sucks as we do get older is that we forget that we are allowed to be playful and that we're allowed to create and we're allowed to explore. And I think that the way that our culture throws people into college and then a career track directly after does not allow for a lot of that play. And so if you don't take opportunities, whether inside or outside of work, to figure out like what you like to do that could potentially be a career later, you're really going to get stuck as a SME or like a subject matter expert in something very early on that you might really not like as at 40 or at 50, right? You really need to explore and change. You know, I think I've had three different job titles, as you will, you know, in three different areas at this point. And each of them have taught me completely different lessons and skills and given me connections to people and that social currency that I would have never gotten if I would have just stayed in like one career path. But I think that's not encouraged a lot because, you know, stick to the plan and go to work and come home. So I think you have to encourage yourself and others to get creative, get curious, get playful about the things that really bring you joy so that work doesn't really necessarily have to feel like work.
Yeah, or that you're stuck doing something. And if you say like someone's interest runs out, you have an opportunity to do something else in that, but you won't know until you take that chance and give it a try. And that's where a lot of excitement and growth and development, like we were talking about, happens. I've had a lot of jobs in my past. I mean, since graduating, I'm in a very stable like career path, but already I also am like in my third job title within like the last 2 years. I'm in between two career paths, so I'm not 100% sure exactly what I'm doing is called, but that flexibility is really allowing me to not think about, hey, I should have had a defined career title right now. And now that I have explored different areas and have had that flexibility, I have so many more options. And that's really exciting and cool to me that I'm not just stuck in one area or I'm only utilizing one part of my degree or my experience or interest. I'm able to play around and see what's really giving me that enjoyment and fulfillment at work, and which is allowing me to make the best decision on what my future is going to look like. And then also be ready for the next change. I want to see what else can develop, what else can be added on or taken away or changed. And I think preparing yourself for that earlier really helps when you're getting to these points in your life where you feel like you should have something rock solid. That flexibility, I can't emphasize how important that is, because that adds to your point on playfulness. Like, be curious, be playful, figure out what you like to do and see what you can do with it. And know that age isn't going to be the thing that blocks you from doing it.
Because it's really not going to. Like, age is not going to block your blessings. If anything, it's going to prepare you even more for them later. And so, like, you really need to stay open to change. Like, evolve, bitch. Bitches, we need to evolve because we need to, like you said, change directions, learn new things, and pursue new passions. So I love that. I was kind of saving one of our topics for the best for last. And so I just think that besides the points that we talked about of the societal pressure of turning 30 and having to have it all figured out and like having to be like top of your class type of mentality is, okay, drum roll, you have to be married and have children by 30. Mega yuck. And this one is the one that kills me the most. And I know that you have lots of thoughts about this.
Oh, you know it. Okay. So it took me so long to figure out that you do not have to get married or have children.
Ever.
Like, ever. You don't have to, but it's so normalized and seen as, yeah, that's the next step. So it wasn't until I think my mid-20s where I was like, wait a minute. I don't want to get married and I don't have to. I don't want to have kids. So I don't have to. And that opened up so much excitement for me. And so much relief too, because I'm not interested in non-platonic relationships and I'm not interested in having children. Mm-hmm. And to know that I don't have to was like, whoa. And it feels so easy, like looking back and being like, well, of course you didn't have to. The fact that we don't feel like it's even a choice or something that we can argue is what really reflects the problem. We, especially feminine presenting or assigned female at birth people, women are expected that that is the path you follow. And if you don't follow that path, your worth and opportunities completely decrease.
Yeah, that what you just said right there, I resonate with so hard because I think I'm finding a lot of things right now that I'm like, wait, we really don't have to do that? Don't have to wear these clothes that I think everybody else wants me to wear? Wait, what? I don't have to go to these functions because it's really not going to impede on my societal status and stature. What? I don't need to paint my nails? Like, it's like you said, as a feminine presenting person, I have so many things thrown on, like needing to get my hair done. We talked about hair removal in the last one, but yeah, all these beauty standards that we have. And it's like, it's so bizarre that I'm just now realizing like, wait, I really just don't have to do them. Like the world is not going to end if you don't do these things or don't have children by 30. Like what? Mm-hmm. So I really love that you brought that up because I mean, we have to honor the fact that this is a historical patriarchal thing that's going to come up every episode. So if you're sick of hearing that, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I mean, look at how young some of these people were having kids back in the day and look at what they were expected to do and they were told to do and they couldn't really have those choices. So it's not not unfathomable that now we're seeing like, wait, we do have a choice. You really don't have to. And like, bombs aren't going to go off if you don't decide to do that. But I really want to stress the fact that, especially as women, we need talking about our biological clock. Like, it's not a real thing. Yes, it is, of course, obviously. But it's not a real thing. Like, there's so much science to help you have a baby so much later in life. And so do not pressure yourself to think that you really have to find somebody, settle down, even if you're not ready, because you have these pressures. And I'm seeing it happen all the time, right? Like people are like, oh shit, like I better figure it out. And they're getting in unhappy relationships and marriages. And they're having kids thinking that it's going to cure their happiness. Like you do not have to have it figured out by 30. And you don't have to do it if you don't want to at all.
Period. That's it. And that, oh my gosh. Okay. We can't compare ourselves to past generations. Mm. Either before or after, because if we look at the generation before millennials, so this is specific to you and me, we are two clear millennials navigating life, but we can't compare ourselves to Gen X or baby boomers. The standards and expectations for women were you're at home, you don't even have a choice to work. You probably don't even get a credit card. You're going yeah. to pop out those kids. Things are a lot different for millennials. When we look at Gen Z, they're completely different as well. And how they're going to understand and take 30 and whatever that brings is going to look completely different than what it looks for us. And I think that's an improvement because I know a lot of the insecurities that my parents had were passed down to me. And it's a very generationally tied aspect. And this isn't shading any generation. It's just saying that our society changes and those expectations change and those pressures that are enforced are going to change based on generation. So we can't compare ourselves to the past and say, okay, we need to have babies at 20. We need to get married by 17, you know, or anything else along those lines. Our society doesn't support that model anymore. And we don't have to. we now have more choices. That's not to say that there aren't people in situations to where they don't have that choice, because that's always something that we need to recognize,
right,
of accessibility to these things, but you don't have to. And by comparing ourselves to the past generations of, okay, well, my mom had a baby by this time, it's just, it's not the same. Everything's different.
I think it's really important. And I think we have also shown that you can embrace 30, like embrace aging. I think age and death are things that none of us will escape. Nobody's making it out alive. So what are you going to do with it? Like, you can either pout about it or you can celebrate it. The choice is really yours. And I wish I would have celebrated it more leading up until this year, right? I wish I would have not had so much anxiety about my biological clock. And I wish I would have, you know, embraced the fact that it's okay to enter into this new era and not have it all figured out, because on the other side of it is so much growth, and it's only been a month for us. Like, I've learned so much more about myself in that abundance mindset and understanding that there's so much more to come in our lives, and life doesn't end at 30.
It doesn't. I'm trying to be a lot more intentional with my 30s, and I'm enjoying what's happened so far. 30 ended up being one of my best years instead of my worst, which is not what I thought was going to happen. And that was a wonderful surprise.
I love that. And we always want to continue to surprise ourselves in this lifetime. So I'm raising my dirty 30 glass to you and to us and to all of the wild, wild people in their 30s. Just having the grandest of times, because they're not in their shitty 20s anymore.
And I am going to raise my 64-ounce water bottle that could be doubled as a weapon to all the people out there who don't think they have a choice or options. You do. Fuck society, fuck expectations, and fuck whatever anyone else has told you about what you can and can't do.
Cheers to that.
All right. And there's so many things I think that you can implement into your daily life that helps with those fears of aging, and especially turning 30. And one of the things that I always mention is identifying the root causes. So are you scared about your appearance changing, your body changing, what experiences you will and won't have access to, what opportunities will be there or won't be there? And does turning 30 or aging actually dictate that success and enjoyment of those parts of life? And if the answer is no, then maybe we can reflect and kind of help disengage from those fears of getting older, knowing that turning 30 isn't going to just put you to zero on everything that you've built up so far.
Yeah, taking the time to actually identify what you're scared of and not just listening to like what you are hearing or the expectations that have been thrown onto you. I think that's so important to recognize that it's okay to try to identify how you feel and not just conforming to the societal norms.
And I think that's a great first step too, is to figure out what's going on the inside with you specifically, and then taking that outside. And then I just want to like plug this so much. Don't downplay your achievements that you've had so far and think that there's no more to come. And when you make your future goals and milestones, try not to tie them to your age. So instead of saying, by the time I'm 35, I need to have this, this, and this done, instead say something like, hey, I'm a flexible person with a 5-year plan of goals for myself. And how much cooler does that sound? So instead of saying by 35, I better have this done, nah, I got some goals I want to meet for the next 5 years. And what happens, happens. And I think that that releases some pressure. Because it makes it seem like it's not a ticking time clock, because it shouldn't be seen like that. You don't want to focus on the time you have left or the time that you've experienced thus far. Focus on the moment.
Yeah, be present. Be present, because if you focus on time and you have everything on a, like you said, the time that you have left, before you know it, you're not going to have any time at all. And one thing that I have learned about getting older in this life here on earth is that every year goes faster. Every year goes faster and faster. So you need to really learn how to be present.
Time is going by so quick and it's scary. So if it scares you too, try to be in that moment.
Be present.
Don't think about the clock.
Also, if you're looking for resources of a community of other people that are going through this feeling of turning 30, there's a great podcast called Almost 30. It's pretty popular. I'm sure a lot of people have, but they're basically creating this community for women to talk about the issues that we just talked about on this podcast. So if you're interested, it's Almost 30 Podcast, available on all platforms, and then almost30.com as well.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm going to look into that too.
I appreciate you, Sam.
And I appreciate you, Che.
And cheers till next time.
Yeah. And cheers to 30.
To 30.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of We've Got It All Wrong. Follow us on Instagram at We've Got It All Wrong and check out our link tree located in our bio for ways to connect and learn more. You can also sign up for our email list so we can keep in touch and send resources directly to you on ways to be your own catalyst for change. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag We've Got It All Wrong with your thoughts so we can hear what's up from you.
Whatever platform you're using to listen to us today, please follow, subscribe, and rate this episode so that we can build our community of societal rebels and spread the knowledge on how to take back control of how we show up in the world. And remember, practice makes progress. Doing your best is the best that you can do. And fuck society standards.
Bye.